Okay, now we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're going off-piste. Ready?
This is the yodeling segment here on Sunday Extra. Ever heard of a love hotel? Perhaps you have. A long-standing Japanese tradition harks back to medieval times, a place for, well, not just sex, but also for intimacy. If a love hotel had a soundtrack, it might sound a little like this.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody.
In fact, I'd like to have an entire Dean Martin soundtrack for my life. That is, of course, yes, Dean Martin. To an Australian, it might come as a bit of a surprise that Japan has around, get this, 37,000 love hotels, 2.8 million people journey to one each day. Why is that? What draws them? What compels them? This is explored in a film simply titled Love Hotel. It's screening as part of the Melbourne International Film Festival. Currently on, its co-director is Hikaru Toda. Welcome.
Hello.
Love Hotel. You take us to the Angelo Love Hotel in Osaka. Extraordinary cultural institution in Japan.
Yes, indeed. I think Love Hotel fulfills a very important role of having a place where people can escape to from a very strict social life in an increasingly conformist society like Japan, with a lot of rules, social rules, and a lot of expectations of how you must behave and what you must be like, and provides a place where people can be themselves with and whoever that they want to be
a with. A culture where that sort of intimacy is difficult as well?
Yes, yeah. I think Japan is still quite different from the West to have people show intimacy in public. It's frowned upon. I mean, people do it. Young people especially do, you know, hug and kisses and things, but it's still frowned upon, so it's not as open.
I mean, the extraordinary differences between Western and Japanese culture, I mean, confound people in the West. It's because, to all intents and purposes, so much about Japanese culture is so similar, and yet at a deeper level, so much is so profoundly different.
Yes, so, I mean, it's quite strange because Japan, I think, in one sense, is very open to sexuality and sexuality of all sorts. If you go on, you know, on subway rides in Tokyo, you see a lot of sexualized images. Yet it's also considered a bit of a taboo to talk about it or to show it. There's definitely a contradiction in that sense. So that's why a place like Love Hotel exists, which is there to protect your privacy, to protect your secrecy, and the industry itself is kind of shrouded in secrecy. You know, you don't know who runs it. You never know. You never meet the person behind the phone when you order your drinks. So it's,
and yet it's an ancient industry
has
great tradition behind it.
Obviously, it's gone through different reincarnations and transformations, and and it's still going through. It's an industry that changes constantly. What it is now is very much different to what it was before in the 70s and 60s, where it kind of went through the heyday, and that's when all this crazy kind of interior was built, and these different themed rooms like rocket rooms and dungeons and all these crazy rooms were built, kind of based on male fantasy.
So it's a place for fantasy, but it's
a place for fantasy
for other things as well.
Yes, so it's a place for fantasy, and now it's increasingly becoming a place for entertainment. So women have become more emancipated in being more outgoing, I guess. So now,
even
apparently,
in Japan.
Even in Japan. So now, apparently, women are the ones who's picking the rooms. So now the Love Hotel industry is having to respond to that and to, you know, try out all sorts of different ways to pull girls instead of responding to male fantasies, as it were.
What was the inspiration for making the documentary?
Well, I think Japan is shown in different lights in the Western media, and we wanted to go beyond the superficial. We wanted to show the intimate Japan, so we wanted to access real stories that Japanese people don't often show or share. So we just really wanted to get to the core of the Japanese people in the most intimate settings that we can find. So we found Love Hotel for that.
Well, it's a sort of a metaphorical almost in that way. I mean, there are moments of beauty and quiet in this.
Yeah, we really wanted to show respect to the space as well. So it is a secrecy, you know, it's a secret place, and it is a very private space. So we didn't want to just show all. We wanted to kind of also show what we can't see. It was more about providing the space for imagination for people to kind of fill it in themselves. So it's more intimate in that sense. It's more subtle. I think people might think it's crazy and kinky and sex all over, but it's more intimate in that way. We wanted to pay more respect to what people might not show usually.
In making the film, were you looking to explore the space specifically, or were you looking for that metaphor? Were you looking to look at a broader thing about the nature of relationships and how people interrelate?
Yeah, so we wanted to use the space that Love Hotel is, so as a metaphor, definitely, as a metaphor for the internal landscape of the people. And we told them that we want to humanize the space. We want to show what happens in there, but not only the physicality, what kind of experiences, what kind of emotions that gets shared.
You could make the argument that the tightness of Japanese culture leads to the advent of the Love Hotel, but you could there's a counter argument that Western culture could do with that sort of intimate space as well. It's something which is in fact of great benefit in Japanese culture.
I would say so. So yeah, I would say it could be anywhere in the world, but especially in the place where maybe freedom is a little bit more restricted than
conservative Japan is cracking down a little on the Love Hotel industry. Is it being threatened in a serious way?
Japan is becoming more and more conservative, I think, politically, and the laws governing Love Hotels and other entertainment venues, they say, have become more and more restricted in the recent years. But I think Love Hotel is one small example of how individual freedom can be taken away without you really noticing it. And we wanted to show a little bit of that.
Something of a story of our times.
Definitely, yeah.
Hikaru, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hikaru Toda, she's the co-director of the documentary Love Hotel. It's screening as part of the Melbourne International Film Festival. I can tell you, though, that its season is sold out. But I'm sure it will receive a broader release in the way of these things.
Yes. Can I just say one thing?
You may indeed.
It's going to be broadcast on ABC 2.
You see?
In September. So it is sold out, but there's a chance for you to catch it.
If you can't catch it in the cinema, ABC 2 coming up. Love Hotel.